joining us right now. He is your son, Baltimore, born and raised here, high school here, went to Maryland. Now he plays in the NFL right here in his backyard, doing big things in the city as well. Number 15, Laquan Williams. What's going on, Laquan?
What's going on? Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on. How you doing lately?
Doing wonderful, man. I can't complain at all.
Now, just coming out of mini camp and things like that, I mean, how do you feel with your position with the football team right now?
I feel good, man. I think I had a positive mini camp. I think I made some plays. I showed out a little bit, so I think I'm in a good state right now.
Hey, Laquan, give me your strengths and weaknesses as a player. What are the coaches telling you, and what do you see when you watch the film that you need to improve upon and the things that you do well?
Well, I want to improve everything, and I feel like just doing the balls in my area, I can pretty much get to it in any type of way. That's my strength. This offseason, I focus on getting stronger and faster, so hopefully that's going to work out for me during the season. Got in the office, got in the film room, so the game slowed down a lot for me.
What do you see your role this coming season? Is it a returner? Is it number three, number four? What is your role in your mind?
In my mind, I'm going in to get the number three spot and to see where it goes from there. But I'm going to let the coaches take care of that. I'm just going to take care of my part on the field.
So when Jacoby Jones came in, you're competing with him. In your mind, you're competing with Jacoby for the three? Because when you guys go three wides, are you an outside guy, inside guy? What's your position?
Outside. But at this point, I feel like I'm competing with every receiver. I'm not going to sell myself short and say, okay, I'm just competing with my receiver. I'm competing with every receiver to be a starter.
Now, let me ask you this, as we're here with Laquan Williams, you know, as big, one of the best defensive players in the NFL, best pass rushers in the NFL, goes down in Terrell Suggs. Do you feel that adds extra pressure on the offense, or do you guys, you all already were in the camp, while the offense needs to step up anyway, regardless of what the situation is on the defense?
Well, on the offensive side of the ball, we focus on being one of the top offenses in the NFL, and that's what we continue to strive to do. So that's our main focus right now.
Hey, Laquan, of the other receiving group, who do you think has a chance to step up of Tandon Doss, David Reed, Tommy Streeter? Who's got the best chance to contribute this fall?
I mean, all the guys talented, man. You really won't know until fall camp and to see who's really going to step out and make plays. So you can't really determine it until you see guys on the ground, because we have a lot of talented receivers.
I got to admit, I'm a big Tandon Doss fan. I thought he would be a guy that could add some depth to this wide receiver core right away. You were kind of like the wild card, to be honest with you, Laquan, as a walk-on, so to speak, as a free agent. And you burst on the scene and stole all the attention. You know, your thoughts on the youth in terms of the wide receiver core, yourself, Tandon Doss, as well as your former teammate in college, Torrey Smith.
Oh, well, the youth is definitely there. It's a good thing. We're learning a lot. We have Anquan to pretty much mentor us and bring us up. So the youth in our locker room at the receiving corps is definitely a good thing for us. I think we got a bright future here.
Hey, Laquan, when you came in as a rookie, how different was it? Because receiver spot in college, you don't have to read the coverage and do all those things. Talk about the transition and how difficult it was, because routes change on coverages and you have to be able to read coverage coming off the ball. Explain all that to the listeners.
Well, actually, at Maryland, we had a pro-style offense, so we had to read coverages and do side adjusts. So that was a thing that helped me adjust quick to the NFL. It wasn't something that I had to study extra hard or really learn, because I was taught in college, and it kind of helped me out. It made me mentor more events than a lot of receivers that came in for our rookie year.
Give me a typical week of a wide receiver when you're in the NFL. All right, Monday you come in after the game on Sunday. Talk about, you know, what you do. You come in, you meet, and then how much film that you study, what time you come in, what time you leave, and then how much film study you got to do on your own to prepare for the following week's opponent.
Well, we pretty much come in, just correct all the errors, and then get right into the next opponent. We get there probably around 7, leave maybe around 4 or 5-ish. But it doesn't stop there. You go home, you probably put in another 3 hours of film just trying to critique your opponent, see where their weak spots are. And that's pretty much every day till that following Sunday where your next game is.
Hey, Laquan, when you're looking at opponents, say you're playing the Jets, Darrell Revis, or the corner that you feel like you're going to play a lot, what are you looking at? When you're watching film, what are you trying to see? What are you trying to decipher? What are you trying to pick up?
You're trying to find things that you can attack with that technique, just repetitive things that they do, what hurts them, what's their strengths, all that type of stuff. You want to chart out exactly everything you're doing so you to know, well, third and 10, he's going to press me and try to force me outside. Or second and short, he's going to play off and come up and try to beat me on a quick route. So you just got to know and analyze each different scenario.
We're here with Laquan Williams. Laquan, I saw Keon Carpenter last night at his crab feast that supported his phenomenal foundation. A lot of the local guys, local celebrities, local athletes, professional athletes, they give back to the community. I see this week, this year, you're going to start that with your own foundation, Celebrity Softball. Celebrity Basketball game is going to be at Stevenson University in Owens Mills Gymnasium. How much positive peer pressure do guys like Keon Carpenter provide for you, knowing that once you get to that other side, you've got to give back to the community?
I think it's just a given. Growing up in this area and having people that really push you to get out and make something of yourself, it's a matter of just giving back to the community, especially with kids that's playing ball or just dreaming big. You want them to know it's possible, and that's why we give back to the community, because it's where you came from. It's your backbone.
I see Juan Dixon's going to be a part of this game. I see my guy, Grievous Vasquez, going to be there as well. You've got a who's who here. You also have Torrey Smith. He's going to be in the game as well. So a lot of these guys, the Wizard, Walt Williams is going to be there. There's a lot of these guys have contributed and going to give back to you to help you support the community.
Yes, definitely, man. And I appreciate these guys a lot. They're coming out to show support, just put on for their hometown, because a lot of the guys are hometown guys. And it's just a matter of having fun and showing the kids that it's possible. It's really possible to be some biggest dream.
Hey, Laquan, talk about the improvement that you've seen in Joe Flacco from last season to now the OTAs and minicamp, and how he's improved now that he's got his own quarterback coach also.
Joe's an unbelievable quarterback, man. He doesn't get the credit. He's well deserving of. And this year, I think he's going to set himself apart even more. And he has continued to do that each year. And as a vet, he came in with the rookies and he worked out with us through the whole offseason. So I think he's trying to step up to a different type of level this year.
Have you seen a different personality in Joe this year than you saw last year? More outgoing?
Joe has always been outgoing. Besides what the critics say, Joe's definitely always been an outgoing quarterback.
Now, why is it? Let me ask you that question. You said besides what the critics have said, and to be honest with you, I don't understand some of the criticism of him, of his personality, because I see him being a different guy around the teammates. But why? Where do you think that comes from, the criticism of the personality and things like that of Joe Flacco? Where does that come from?
Honestly, I'm not quite sure. That's not my job to really understand or know why. But I know it. Joe's teammate and a guy that's always in the locker room. In the locker room, he's definitely a guy with a lot of personality. And on the field, he's definitely a guy with a lot of personality. And that's all that matters, man. He comes out to do his job damn well.
Now, you were from Baltimore, so even though you weren't part of it, I'm sure you heard some things about Flacco. Was he what you thought he would be was when you first joined this team, or were you surprised about the Joe Flacco that you got to know?
I was actually kind of surprised. So like I said, the critics made it seem like Joe was just this dog guy, no personality, really didn't put too much effort as far as caring about stuff, but showed me a whole different character once I got to the locker room.
Hey, Laquan, what do you think of how the Orioles are doing this season?
I really haven't been keeping up, man. I haven't been paying attention to baseball as of lately.
Well, they're in second place, 2.5 games back, and they may have about 4 All-Stars this year, man. So you got to get to a game.
Yeah, definitely need to check one out, man.
Hey, Laquan, what are you going to do between now and what's the reporting date?
July 25th.
What are you going to be doing between now and July 25th to stay in shape and stay ready? Are you going to throw with Flacco? Are you going to throw with any quarterbacks? Give us kind of your itinerary for the next month.
Well, I'm actually sitting on the football field right now waiting to get up the song with you guys. But, it's just work, man. It's work. You go hard every day. I'm putting in probably about 3 or 4 hours a day just working.
Who are you working with?
Well, my little cousin, he's going to UAB this year, and my ex-quarterback from Maryland, he's going to work out real hard. Then I'm going to Miami to train in July with a couple other NFL guys.
Now, what's your cousin going to UAB? What's his name?
D. Green.
All right. Well,
yeah,
tell him good luck, to be honest with you. Now, it's this Sunday, 2:30 is the tip-off, Stevenson University, Owens Mills Gymnasium. Are tickets still available?
Yes, tickets are still available. You can get them on LWF15.org.
LWF15.org. We got that. Hey, Laquan, thanks a lot for your time and good luck to you.
Appreciate it. Enjoy the workout today.
All right, thanks for having me.
You got it, man.
All right, buddy, 410-583-1057. That's the number. Sound like he's constantly working, trying to get into
well, Rob, when,
football
you know,
shape.